Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time to bring in the one and only David Barbie for the Athens Little League Report that's brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people. Brett's Casual American. Mr. Barbie, how are you today?
Quite well, Dave. How are you this
I'm doing
morning?
Well. I'm doing well. Can we tell everybody what you got on the docket for today?
Of course.
All right. You told us during the break you were going water skiing today.
Yeah, man.
Correct, because it's Thursday.
Now, will the water
report first?
Will it be a little chilly? That's where, depending on where you're going.
I'm going to Hartwell. It will be a little chilly, but I made my plans to go late last night to clear my mind before tonight's Little League game, and I got a wetsuit. If it's that cold, I can always put on the suit. But yeah, it's a good way to start. Good way to start your day. You feel like you've really done something if you get up and do some sunrise water
skiing. That's what I'm talking about. I told you, Dave, during the break that I was raised on the lake with my family, and my father cut some holes in a pair of skis and tied them together. And at the ripe age of 4 years old, before I ever saw a kindergarten classroom, I could ski on my own. It was one of the best feats of my life. And I'm pretty proud. I am very proud of that. And today I can still water ski. I can even drop a ski in a cove and go to slalom if you want me to do that.
We might need to have a Little League report, like a business meeting or something,
go.
Up at the lake.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love it.
No kidding.
All right, it's on now. I like this. We're getting somewhere.
All right. Well, David, you know the play here. You're going to give us the Athens Little League report, and then we're going to hit you with a couple of random players for you to talk about. Logan has one that's last name starts with a G, and we're going to skip E, so I'll have some of his last name starts with an F. So I'll have a couple here for you when you get done. Can't wait to hear all of that. Also can't wait to hear today's version of the Athens Little League Report brought to you by Brett's Casual American. Mr. Barbie, take it away.
And what a report we have. We got a lot of action last night. Over on the softball field, final game of the regular season. AKO Signs edged the Graduate 8-6 in a back-and-forth game. The Graduate was led by 5 innings of stellar pitching by Peyton Aubrey. Gold Glove catcher Caden Bradford was a defensive force and hit a monster home run in the third. Strong defense at third base by Addie Jarrett and at first by Aisley Stull limited the AKO offense. Clutch hits by Ollie Hendershot and Charlotte Alice Cedarbaum helped build a lead for the Redrum Graduate. AKO Signs was led offensively by Louisa Norris, who scored 2 runs, Izzy Morgan, 3-for-3, and Alin Robinson, who had a clutch RBI. Their defense was strong all night. Kira Law had a great catch in foul territory. Pitcher Estelle Grindland caught a hard line drive. Be quite the feat if she both hit it and caught it, but that would have gone for extra bases. She made a great play. Vanessa Rodriguez caught a pop-up at second to start a double play, but the play of the night belongs to Penn Davis. With the game tied at 6 in the last inning, Penn coaxed a base on balls, stole second, third, and home to give AKO Signs a walk-off victory. And I want to tell you, when I'm playing my game over on field 1, I can always hear from the softball field. They've got like music pumping between innings over there. They're having a lot of fun over there. Over on field 2, machine pitch. The tournament is going on. And in round 2 of the machine pitch tournament, the 4-seed Garrett Paving Red Wolves took on the number 1-seed Johnson Benefit Group Dominating Devils. Johnson Benefits Group justified their seed. They won 10-6. It was a close game early. Garrett Paving took a 1-0 lead but left the bases loaded to end the top of the first. As a Little League manager, I feel their pain on that. Johnson Benefits fired back as Andrew Smart, 2-for-3 on the night, and Knox Langley, 3-for-3 on the night, started off the game with back-to-back home runs. Leon the Lion Chin, also 3-for-3 on the game. They broke it open in the third. Hugh Hale came through with a huge RBI double, and Grady G-Rob Robinson followed that up with a clutch two RBI single to put the Giants and Benefits Group on top, 8-4. Defensively, third baseman Harris Earl and shortstop Bryce Johnson were an iron curtain on the left side of the infield. The Garrett Paven Red Wolves left it all on the field, though. They played hard from start to finish. They were led at the plate by multiple hit performances from Hudson Sears, Cameron Fields, Van Jimenez, Tyler Little, Blake Tiller, and Nathan John. Others making contributions at the plate or in the field included Rice newcomer Hagen Ray and Henry Foggin. Wolves did this in spite of playing a man short, missing tough as nails Brayard Neesmith, who was out with an injury. As a final message to the Garrett Paving Red Wolves players, Coach Burt wants you all to know he loves you and is proud of you. You made great strides this season, and keep working hard. Always give it your best. That is a good message. Johnson Benefits now moves on to the championship game, where they will face none other than the Little League Report's own legendary manager, Tim Kelly, and his Rook and Pawn team, who I think should be known as the Rooks and Pawns. The Rook and Pawn, Rooks and Pawns, who continued their Cinderella run in this year's Machine Pitch Tournament with a 17-6 victory over an incredibly talented and well-coached five-market Realty squad. Rook and Pawn started slow, stymied by the tough defense of five-market Realty, but caught fire late, putting up an 8-run fifth. The offense was yet again driven by the last half of the order, with Charlie Barrow, Wyatt Welter, and Rhett Hogan going a combined 12-for-12. Bo Belcher clobbered a 2-run triple, and Thomas Wicker continued to be a rock in the cleanup spot, hitting laser beams all night. But the big story for the Rook and Pawn this week has been the gloves. Benjamin Krim made an incredible snag on a scorcher off Ethan Tingle's bat. Hodge Rivers made 2 unassisted putouts at third to keep runs off the board. Josiah Bryce was literally all over the field, made amazing plays at pitcher and short. And Luke Kelly also went 4-for-4 on the night and had 8 putouts at first base. Five Market Realty, fantastic, wildly fun season, and their final game was no exception. Top hitters for them, Jace Maddox and William Leach, who each had 3 hits. Especially remarkable were Ames Burch and Haynes Massey, who both overcame injuries and played hard start to finish. Their season was an unequivocal success. On to AA. Blunt Insurance took home the championship Wednesday night with an 11-7 win over Coons Environmental. It was a closely contested game the whole way, with each team showing off the vast improvements made in each facet of the game since the first cold practices in February. In the end, timely hitting and solid pitching allowed Blunt to pull ahead and hold on for the win. 9 different Blunt players contributed base hits. Thomas Blunt drove in 2 with a hard double up the middle. Cole Green doubled in 2 and singled in another. And Bennett Beasley laced a double down the first base line to plate a run. Sam Stanfield singled twice and scored twice in addition to his solid work handling his pitchers behind the plate. Trevor Faircloth singled in a run, and Mason McCurdy singled in 2 and scored twice. On the hill, Cole Green pitched a great game. He started for Blunt and limited the damage in the first, throwing to the top of a dangerous Coons lineup. He struck out 2. Mason McCurdy then took the ball and went the rest of the way, capping off a fantastic season of pitching by giving up 4 runs over 3 innings and striking out 6 along the way. In the majors, Chase Park exploded for 6 runs in the first inning in their game against First American. The highlight of that inning was a triple by Kyle Loudermilk. He pulled one down the right field line. Great left-handed stroke by Kai. And after that, it was the Chase Park defense, which was outstanding in support of the pitching of their crafty veteran, Wes O'Neill. Shortstop Charlie Walton and second baseman Zakarian Sims were especially outstanding in tandem. These guys worked together so well up the middle. Benjamin Daniels turned in a fine defensive performance at third base, too. First American put together multiple rallies. They had guys on base all night, fought hard, but only to have the Chase Park defense find a way to get out of each inning. Final score, Chase Park 9, First American 2. For Chase Park, Kyle Loudermilk, 2-for-2, hit a triple, drew a walk. Reese Walton, nice work catching, 2-for-4, hit a double. Wes O'Neill, 2-for-2, 2 RBI. He won the game on the mound, went 5 2/3, struck out 9, 1 earned run. Great game by Wes. Colton Gibbons played an outstanding game in left field as well. Shouldn't forget that. First American, Jared Manigo, 2 for 3 with a ground rule double. Jared Manigo just looks like a base hit every time he comes up to the plate. Asher McElhannon continued his quietly excellent season, 2 for 3, great defense at shortstop, and Jimmy Bishop played some great defense at third base. The late game was Carson Plumbing and Synovus, and this was a tremendous baseball game. Synovus got on the board first. Jeremiah Wingfield tripled on the first pitch of his at-bat, driving in one, and they had a 3-0 lead. Carson Plumbing came back with two of their own. Hanson Johnson hit an inside-the-park home run, driving in Tab Butler. Jeremiah Wingfield then came in and pitched really well, and he also then did it at the plate again, hit a double, and got some heads-up base running by Seth Cummings, who is always a threat on the bases. Bankers up 4-2. Bo Rentz for Carson Plumbing, he got the start on the mound, and he gutted his way out of a bases-loaded, no-out situation, struck out a couple to force a pop-up to get out of the third inning. Carson Plumbing just kept chipping away. A Buck Tally single, a Jack Ryan double, and an RBI single by Price West made it 4-3 Synovus. Bottom of the third, Bo Rentz, so tough all night, ripped the double, Buck Tally hit a single, and we're tied at 4. In the top of the fourth, the Bankers' bats heated up again, and they retook a 7-4 lead. Despite their best efforts at the plate, Carson Plumbing was still trailing 7-5, heading into the bottom of the fifth. And then Buck Tally came on to close it, and he pitched great. Held Synovus scoreless for the rest of the game and had 3 straight strikeouts in the top of the sixth. In the bottom of the sixth, there was more action. A couple of hits, and then a runner got caught coming around first base and was out. At this point, I was sitting with former Little League reporter Shane O'Neill up in the cheap seats in right field, that being the back of Shane's Jeep, watching the game. We're behind the scoreboard. And at that point, we thought that was the third out of the game. And I was like, okay, well, I guess we're playing Synovus. We'll see you tomorrow. Yep, see you then. We both got in our cars and drove away. This is along the lines of newspapers printing the headline, Dewey beats Truman, because it was actually only 2 outs and not 3. So what I missed is an unbelievable ending to this game, which I learned about late last night after thinking it had gone the other way. And here's what happened. Tab Butler hit a single, and after intentionally walking Hampton Johnson, who had had such a great game and really a great season, here comes Bo Rentz. He stepped up to the plate and made the Bankers pay for that decision. He roped a double into left center field, scoring both runners, and we're tied. After stealing third, Bo dramatically scored the game-winning run when he snuck home as Buck Tally beat at the throw to first base on a drop strike 3. Carson Plumbing tallied up 13 hits on the day. Bo Rentz, Buck Tally, Price West, Hampton Johnson, and Jack Ryan each had multiple hits. The final score, Carson Plumbing 8, Synovus 7. Dewey did not beat Truman. And with that win, Carson Plumbing advances to play Chase Park in the last game of the next to last game of the loser's bracket. Hawthorne Drug and Northeast Sales are both still alive in the winner's bracket. We got 4 teams left in the majors, and that is this morning's Athens Little League Report. And I'm ready for some F's and G's.
Absolutely. All right, so it's brought to you by Brett's Casual American.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.